One, two, three. This is Dr. Alex Avila and Love University. We're back. I'm an author, speaker, psychologist, and every week we bring you a new tactic, technique, or strategy on how to improve your life in your love, relationships, self-esteem, and also in your productivity. And today's topic is kind of interesting, but right now I'm drinking something. I'm on my laptop and I'm on my computer and my text, and I'm a little busy right now, but actually I'm not that busy. Today's topic actually is on attention. The superpower of attention, how to be productive in an attention deficit world. So I'm not joking. A lot of people, even listening right now, are on their cell phones, maybe texting, maybe on their laptop and doing other things. So many times people in our society are always focused on many different things. They're often distracted. Now, the idea of attention is to focus on things that are important to you while ignoring the things that aren't as important. And now with technology and all the things that we have, all the messages and social media and email and text, it actually is almost a superpower to be focused on one thing, to be able to attend to things. When you aren't able to attend and be focused on one task, whether it's reading or listening or talking to people or doing some project or exercising, you are more relaxed. You're not as stressed out by having to do so many things mentally. You're also more effective. You know that you can do things right the first time instead of having to go correct mistakes by rushing or trying to do too many things at one time. And also you have better relationships. People look at you in the eye more, you have more empathy for others, you give them full attention instead of always being on your cell phone or other things that may distract you from relationships. Now, we know that technology can be wonderful in many ways. It can bring us connection, communication, it can bring us information that we never had before, options. But the problem is that we often become a society that has partial attention. We're distracted by all the different options that we have, social media, internet, cell phones, television, other people. And in fact, research shows that the average person has an attention span of only 8 seconds, which is 1 second less than goldfish, who have an attention span of 9 seconds. Isn't that something? 77% of 18 to 24-year-olds reach for their cell phone when they have nothing to do. Another 50% check their cell phones every 30 minutes, and 75% check their cell phones even while watching television. The average person in modern society switches 21 times in 1 hour between their laptop, their phone, and the tablet. People walking into stationary objects while testing are predicted to double in the next 5 years. Actually, get into accidents because you're not paying attention. You're walking into a sign or something. Here's a little bit sad news for authors like myself and others. Only 5% of readers finish an online article. They don't have the patience for it. Their mind is darting. They want to do something else. They want that quick little nugget and they want to move on. Now, there are different kinds of attention. For example, involuntary attention is something that grabs you that you don't really think about. For example, you hear a loud noise or you see an insect and you react to that. In like ancient times, when people were to have some kind of danger, they would react quickly to that and they would help them for survival. Another kind of attention is called voluntary attention, which is also known as one-point focus. When you're able to focus intently on one thing, whether it's reading, listening to music, writing, you know, being with someone and being able to fully be with that person. And this is becoming more rare because everyone is distracted. Everyone is thinking of many different things they want to be doing or being involved in the internet or technology. And finally, there's something called mind wandering. This is also known as daydreams. Now, up to 50% of the time in the day is spent on these so-called daydreams or wandering, when your mind is focused on some kind of idea or imagination or a little bit of fantasy of the future, something you did in the past. And sometimes it can be negative, what we call rumination, when you keep thinking about all the negative things that have happened to you, regrets you had, and maybe you feel like a failure or you're not succeeding. You feel negative. You might have fears in life. Well, what's going to happen to you in the future? I'm going to lose my looks, my health, my money. And it keeps you in kind of a fearful state. On the other hand, there is a positive side to these so-called daydreams or mind wandering. When you think of the future, things you want to accomplish that are positive. You want that beautiful home, that family, your soulmate, success in your career, financial success. And you might even come up with ideas. Creativity may blossom when you let yourself wander in your mind. Many of our great inventors, scientists, and artists have come up with the greatest idea when they're taking a hot tub, a bath, or walking in nature. Because they're not focused on any one particular thing, they're able to get ideas that come through their imagination as a result of this mind wandering. Another type of attention is known as broad versus narrow. Broad attention is when you look at the big picture. For example, in a relationship, you see the good things in a relationship, the overall quality of it. Now, narrow is when you look at the smaller details, maybe in a critiquing way, like your partner only took out the trash 6 times this month, or you made love only once every 2 weeks, and you might point it out to them. Now, this could be positive in the sense you can improve a relationship or look at the things you want to work on. But it can also be very negative because you get into the little nitpicking kind of things that you don't like about a partner. But it is good to combine both. Combine the broad picture, the good things you like about someone or the situation. Also, the narrow picture, some things you want to improve on, to critique and to make better. Now, the good news is that it is possible to increase your attention dynamic, what we call the superpower of attention, this great ability or gift, and have more cognitive control over your attention. They actually did a study with children in the classroom, and they had the kids lie down with a stuffed animal, and they listened to a tape voice that had them count 1, 2, 3 as they inhaled and exhaled. And actually, children that did this exercise were more calm and more attentive in class as a result. In another study, kids that had ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, were given the same techniques to help them relax and be more calm. And then years later, they looked at them as adults, and they found that those kids that were able to control their attention better had more financial success and also more physical health, regardless of their IQ or even family wealth. So it is possible to improve your cognitive control over your attention. Also, it's something that can make a big difference in your life in terms of your success, whether it's financially, career-wise, and relationships. To focus your attention is very important. So let's talk a little bit about that. How can we increase our attention? In our society that's we're very divided by all these different distractions and other things that are going on, how do we determine that? How do we develop it? One thing we can do is develop what's called one-point focus. In the martial arts, Eastern philosophy, there's a point called the hara, which is a point 2 inches below your navel, and this is also your stomach area. Martial artists, no matter how small, cannot be lifted from their position, even by two strong men, when they focus on their hara and connecting it to the ground. It's like their center, their balance. In the same way, a one-point focus is your ultimate goal, your dream in life. What is it that inspires you, motivates you? For example, Mother Teresa, her goal was to feed the poor of the world. Thomas Edison, inventor of the light bulb, to harmonize natural laws for the good of humanity. Elon Musk is to make humans a multiplanetary species. Now, for you, it might be to be a great parent, to be a great business person, to be a great friend, to create something, to invent something. Whatever it is that you really desire in life, to have your own business, maybe you're a chef, maybe you're a craftsperson, the key is to focus on that and bring it to your attention at all times. So you might want to put it up on the wall, pictures, what we call vision boards of what you want in the future. Maybe it's to travel, have a dream home, have a family, find your soulmate. Whatever that goal is, to have it in front of you at all times and make it present in your consciousness so it starts to become something that motivates you, inspires you, and also helps you persist even when you don't achieve the goal. That's very important. Another thing is very important is to learn how to eliminate distractions. And part of that is when you have your goal in front of you, you start to focus less on the extra social media that you don't really need, or the extra time with the internet or the cell phone, or watching the news or other things on TV that don't really inspire you or motivate you or bring you positive energy. The other thing that's important in developing your attention superpower is to take attention breaks, because our voluntary attention can become tired because we have to often separate the voluntary from the involuntary, the things that we don't want to see, the distractions, the noise of the world. So you might work for 45 minutes on a project and then take a 15-minute break, or maybe a 90-minute work on the project and 10-minute break. And that's going to help you regenerate the energy that you have to continue going forward. Also, they did a study with people that walked in the city versus people that walked in the nature. They found that people who are nature walkers had better attention at tasks that they did after the walking. And the idea is that in the city walkers, they had a lot of distraction. They had the noise of the city, the crowdedness, that put a big pressure on their involuntary attention and also their voluntary attention. So they had to separate the noise from what they wanted to do. People who are in the nature had what's called a soft attention. They were able to enjoy the time. They were more relaxed. And they had a little bit of noise, for example, a creek or a raccoon or something. But it didn't really tax their attention that much. It was something that actually helped them relax. And research shows even having a plant on your desk can be a positive aspect for developing more attention. Having a little bit of nature next to you can increase your focus. Something else that's important is to know your attention rhythm. When are you most attentive? Like, some people love night, so they like to work at night. Some people are morning people. So if you're a morning person, your attention is likely the strongest in the morning, your concentration level. So you want to do the most important task, whether it's something creative or some project. And maybe later in the afternoon, check your email or do other things that are not requiring as much attention. So use the most important time for the most important tasks when you have that attention power. Here's a very important one. Be a one-tasker, not a multitasker. In our society, people are often juggling many different things. They're on the cell phone. They're eating. They're talking to someone. Maybe even driving, which can be very dangerous. And multitasking may feel good because you're emotionally, you're switching different things and it seems kind of exciting. But in reality, it's very inefficient because you actually have to switch to another task. And research shows it takes about 25 minutes to fully get back into the task you were doing. So it takes you a long time to get back into it. So you actually have to go back and retrace your steps. It's much easier if you combine tasks and do them all at one time, which is known as batching. For example, let's say you check your email 3 times a day. That way you wait until you get a certain number of emails and then check them. And same thing with social media. People who do this often have less stress and actually they're more psychologically relaxed and at well-being because they're able to focus on things all in one time. So they don't have to keep interrupting themselves. The other thing that's very interesting is that having a daydreaming time in the day can be very helpful. For example, set aside half an hour or an hour a day. And just tell yourself, I'm not going to think about any projects or things I have to do. I'm just going to let my mind wander. And maybe I'll come up with a great idea, creative idea. Maybe I'll think of a memory or something positive. But sometimes you might think of something negative in your life, and you might take that time to write down some possible solutions. How can I fix the situation? So think of this daydreaming time, this wandering mind time, as a positive situation and time where you can actually come up with great solutions for problems and come up with ideas. The other thing is, it's very important to exercise as much as possible, even daily. They find that children who have ADHD have better concentration after exercise. In another study, children who exercised 20 minutes a day had higher academic achievement. Their minds were more stimulated, they were more relaxed, and more focused as a result. Now, let's say that you are improving your concentration, but there are times when you lose concentration. Maybe you have bad news, things happen in your relationships. So it's good from time to time to take a thinking day. Take a whole day, maybe every 3 months, 6 months, where you just spend time just meditating and thinking about your life, what you accomplished so far and what you did well, or maybe what didn't work out so well and how you can improve it, how you can make it different. So taking a day, you can go to the beach, park, mountain, maybe a quiet place, maybe bring your laptop or your notepad. Just write down some of the things that you've learned. Think about things in life that are going good and things you would like to improve. That can be a very positive thing for you to fine-tune your focus on what is really important for you in life. Maybe spending more time with your family or your kids, or doing something different in your career or business, or your lifestyle. You want to quit some bad habits. You want to travel more, experience things. Whatever it is, the thinking day can help you jumpstart that possibility. Also, it's very important, and we talk about this a lot in Love University, is to take a technology fast. Turn off your cell phones for 4 hours or even a full day, and don't check your internet as much. Now, you might have an emergency plan, like a backup plan where someone can get a hold of you if there's something that goes wrong. But the thing is that most of us have what's called a lottery mentality. We think somehow we're going to get this great message from the internet. We won $1 million in the lottery, or your old ex-lover who you were crazy about is coming back to you. Chances are it's not going to happen. And the sky's not going to fall necessarily. So many times it's average things that you see, or maybe even junk mail that you will get, or junk text. So it's good to just take that little fast, that little time away from all the busyness in the mind, so you can really calm yourself down and relax and clear yourself of negative or excess things. The other thing that's good is to get rid of clutter. Now, some people are collectors of things, things you don't use anymore, old machinery, clothes that are old, or paperwork. So it's good from time to time to go through the stuff, throw it away, donate it. It's because it will clear your mind. You'll have more space internally and externally. At the same time, it's important that you clear your mental clutter as well. It's like maybe you have thoughts that you have in your head that harm you. I'm not old enough. I'm not young enough. I'm not attractive enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough money or education or competence. So those kind of thoughts we can call mental junk because they limit you. They keep you down. So what you should do is eliminate those and put positive thoughts in their place. I'm the right age. I'm smart enough, attractive enough. I can acquire education, and also I can acquire the money I need, and I am competent. Those kind of things actually make you feel better. It gives you more confidence, motivation, and perseverance. Also, establish routines. People who are very successful and also very focused in life have a certain time for getting up in the morning, for exercising, showering, eating. They have their clothes already set out. So they don't have to make those little decisions, and they have more energy and time to make the big decisions. Their voluntary attention can be focused on their big tasks, their big projects, what they want to accomplish, because the little things are already taken care of. They're already part of their routine, and they feel better as a result. And many times, the daydreaming can kick in at this point, the wandering mind, in a positive way, where they can be maybe in the shower or walking somewhere and they get this great idea that just comes to them because their mind is relaxed. Another thing is drinking water. Research shows that even mild dehydration, a 2% drop, which is not enough to feel thirsty, can actually affect your concentration and memory. They recommend drinking 8 ounce glasses of water per day to keep yourself hydrated and also affecting and improving your memory and your attention as a result. So let's say you're at home and you're on the cell phone, maybe the internet, the television's playing, someone's trying to talk to you, and you're being distracted. You wanted to do some project, you wanted to write an important letter to someone or even talk to someone. So what you do is you write down what we call a distraction list. What are the things that are taking you away from your true purpose in life, your true mission? Was to be a great parent, maybe spending more time with your kids, teaching them things, or developing a skill or talent, or enjoying yourself through some activity. But you might be watching too much television. You might be too much on social media, maybe gossiping with people that are maybe negative. So write these things down, right? Every time you do things that are distractions that take you away from your true purpose, it's going to help you get back on track. Also, if you're doing some activity or important task, you might get a thought like, I wonder about that movie in 2010 with the romantic comedy where the villain was a woman with 6-inch heels. Now, you might want to Google that, but of course, if you do that, you're going to take your time away from work. So you might want to write that down on a piece of paper. Okay, Google this movie with the villains with 6-inch heels. So you might want to come back to that later, but at least you don't interrupt your flow because it's very important to be in that flow. As you mentioned, it takes about 25 minutes to get back on a task once you leave it. So you want to be able to continue until you finish that task that you're doing. Something else is meditation, focusing on your breath, for example, or sitting quietly. Imagine that you're in a beautiful place, a beach, a park, a mountain, and you're breathing in and out through into your nose, out through your mouth. This is very useful and powerful for developing concentration and attention. People that meditate only 10 to 20 minutes a day in several weeks' time can develop a higher sense of attention and better memory as well. And the other thing you can do is what's called movie meditation, which is basically in every action you do, be fully aware and mindful, conscious of what you're doing. When you're in the shower, for example, actually experience the hot water on your body and the soap and feel the pleasure of the shower. When you're eating, experience the swallowing of the food and the taste of it and be fully conscious and aware. And that's going to help you become a lot more focused and attentive to everything that happens around you. The other thing that's very important is to practice attentive listening. This is something that is a pet peeve for a lot of people where you're with someone and they're looking at their cell phone. They're texting or they're checking their phone. Maybe it could be on a date or maybe with a family member. And sometimes teenagers, young adults do this a lot. They don't even talk to themselves. They're texting each other as in the group. And this can be very annoying because you feel that they're not paying you attention, right? They're not valuing you. So learning how to do that, how to look someone in the eye, how to not look at your phone, but just converse with that person. And also reflect back what they say to you. I understand you're saying that you're very busy today, for example, to a person that said they're busy. And really making a connection. And when you do this, you're going to have much better relationships. You're going to have more empathy because you can put yourself in their mindset. You don't have to be distracted by other things that are going on, cell phone or technology. And they can be the same with you. So it's a very powerful and positive technique to practice. Attentive listening. Listening with full attention. And that's why people pay therapists a lot of money and psychologists and other people like that. Just listen to them without judgment. It can be a very powerful, life-changing thing where you can express yourself and without judgment, have someone listen to you with full attention. So do that more with your friends, with your family members, with even strangers. And you'll see the difference. People will react to you in a much more positive way. Another next tip is to listen to short classical symphonies because often there's a period of silence in between the symphonies that you will be very attentive and you'll be focused on it. So be able to improve your focus and attention by listening to these kind of symphonies. Another thing that's interesting is, as a college professor, I often see students on their laptops, and I do that as well. But actually, research shows that taking notes by hand can actually improve your ability to identify important concepts in school. So it's a better way of learning sometimes when you write things down and you're more focused on the actual thing you're learning. So that can be something to practice as well. Most importantly, think of attention as a muscle, something that you can gradually build and become better and strengthen. We work out several times a week, perhaps, or we'll go to work every day. 9 to 5, but we often don't work on our attention, on our skills of concentration and focus and accomplishing what we want. Now, sometimes our muscles do get overworked and we need to take a break, and it happens with attention too. Sometimes you need to go out, take a walk in nature, do some exercise, or do something a little different that will get you mind to relax and get away from the pressure so you can go back and focus on the task at hand. But overall, the idea is that you want to improve yourself. And in Love University, we always talk about loving yourself, and that's where it starts. So developing pre-attention and concentration and focus is a way of loving yourself because you put the most important things in your life first, whether it's to be a great parent or spouse, a lover, a friend, maybe your career, whatever that might be, teaching, science, business, politics, law, medicine, or just a hobby that you have. Maybe you want to be a great bungee jumper or skydiver or traveler, whatever it is that you want to become good at or that you definitely enjoy. You want to put more of your time into that and develop what we call flow, that peak moment of excitement and joy. And to do that, you need to develop that attention, that focus, where that's all that you need to do. And everything else just goes away. It becomes background. And the most important thing is what you do daily. So anticipate you learned something valuable today at Love University that can definitely improve the quality of your life, your work life, your economic life, your relationships, and your love as well, by giving that full attention to your loved ones and the things that matter most to you. Now, if you want to write to us and be on our show, maybe send us some questions, you can write to us at lovetype4u@AOL.com. That's LOVETYPE, the number 4, letter U, at AOL. Or you can go to our website at loveuniversity.love. Call us at 310-226-8090. So, again, I would say class will be now dismissed, and this time I mean it. Put away your cell phones and iPads and computers, and this time keep them locked away for the next few hours so you can have some quiet time and reflect and be focused on a task that you really want to be focused on. Until next time, this is Dr. Avila, Love University.